They are stable.
Law enforcement sources say the attacker is dead and a long gun was recovered at the scene. CBS's Nicole Skanger reports the FBI has taken over the investigation.
They're looking for any additional weapons, any other improvised explosive devices. We know that law enforcement has found additional improvised explosive devices in the area. Still unclear if those two are connected.
New Orleans police had 300 officers patrolling the French Quarter for New Year's Eve. Preparations are underway for the nation's farewell to former President Jimmy Carter. CBS's Mark Strassman is in Carter's hometown of Plains, Georgia.
Andy Walker spent more than two decades as a friend, neighbor, and cook to the Carters. She'll be among the mourners here when public remembrances begin on Saturday.
What is it you'll miss most about him?
His charisma, his character, his love of everybody, the values that he brought into what made him such a powerhouse.
Carter will lie in repose at his presidential library in Atlanta this weekend. Pope Francis celebrated New Year's Day Mass at St. Peter's Basilica. He urged the faithful to reject abortion and called for a firm commitment to protect and respect life from conception to natural death. Speaking to pilgrims in St. Peter's Square, the Pope called on world leaders from wealthy countries to forgive or reduce the debts owed by poorer countries. The college football playoffs heat up today. Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz has a preview.
There are three college football quarterfinal matchups on tap here on New Year's Day, starting with fifth-ranked Texas taking on fourth-ranked Arizona State in the Peach Bowl. Then top-ranked Oregon plays number 8 Ohio State in the Rose Bowl before the triple header wraps up with second-ranked Georgia squaring off against seventh-ranked Notre Dame in the Sugar Bowl.
Yesterday, Penn State beat Boise State to advance to the semifinals. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The Kelce brothers have everyone guessing.
Welcome back to New Heights, ladies and gentlemen of Wondery.
In a new X post, Chief star Travis Kelce and his big brother, retired Eagles Super Bowl champ Jason, say they'll kick off the new year with a special guest on their podcast. Fans of a certain someone speculate it'll be Travis' girlfriend. If it's not Taylor Swift,
Clark answers, and that is the first triple of the game.
Some guess it'll be WNBA Rookie of the Year winner Caitlin Clark. The New Heights podcast streams tomorrow. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The power is slowly coming back on in Puerto Rico after an outage yesterday plunged most of the island into darkness. Luna Energy blames an electrical line failure at one of its main power plants. Puerto Rico has been plagued with power outages since Hurricane Maria decimated the power grid in 2017. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Happy New Year. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The first day of 2025 will be a bit colder than the last day of 2024. We'll have highs in the upper 20s, and it will be a bit on the breezy side under mostly cloudy skies. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 19. Sunny tomorrow, a high of 27. Right now, it's 30.
Against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast, I lose the beauty get to hear them play a tango. And in the mood they take a mambo.
Why did they end a song about rock and roll music with a cha-cha-cha? I have never figured that one out.
Ah, crackling rolls that get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Popping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
Do I did it, did it, dum, did it, dum.
Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing.
Do I did it, did it, dum, did it, dum.
We walk on, to my door.
Do what did it, dum, did it, dum.
I will.
we're together nearly every single day singing.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Somebody should rename this song from Burning Love to the Hunka Hunka song.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Higher and higher, it's burning through to my soul. Girl, 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 you're gonna set me on fire. My brain is flaming, I don't know. Oh,
Timeless hits, WRJN. We even play pre-disco BG songs on WRJN.
The preacher taunted me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come on, walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for
Timeless hits on WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Badgers making a comeback from Christmas break. I mean, the men's basketball team playing Friday night, taking on Iowa. 5 p.m. It's the start of our broadcast. You can hear it all here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Jane Matt Mayer. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Mayer on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2, and the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We kicked off a new feature today, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets, songs you haven't heard for a while. We've got a big one from the Lovin' Spoonful between 1 and 2 o'clock today on WRJN.
Just wait and see if now put a little love in your heart, each and every. vintage Jackie DeShannon. Do you have any idea?
I don't.
How many electric 12-string guitars were sold because of this song? WRJN.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Just smile. I ain't no psychiatrist, I ain't no doctor with the
smile, you know. Things are just getting worse. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa, twice
on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Del Shannon told me that he made this song up on the spot in a bar that he was playing when he was trying to find his first hit, and this became his first hit. Runaway, WRJN.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, the love that was so strong. And
Hear Hometown Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Rundgren on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Black is black.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A New Year's Day bloodbath in New Orleans. Police say a driver rammed a pickup truck into a crowd of people on Bourbon Street this morning, killing 10 and injuring 35, including two officers, Commissioner Ann Kirkpatrick.
This man was trying to run over as many people as he possibly could. It was not a DUI situation.
This man rushed to the rescue.
A Marine Corvette, it felt like, you know, back in Iraq again. You know, just jumping right in, just sending people and everything land down, not knowing exactly what to do. So at that moment, I just had to do what I needed to do, just go right back into my training and try to see who people that I can actually help.
The suspect was killed in a shootout with police. CBS's Katie Weiss is in New Orleans.
Witnesses did tell me that the person who was driving that truck got out with what appeared to be some kind of automatic-style weapon. I asked, did it look like a pistol or more of like a rifle? Witnesses described it more as a rifle-style automatic weapon.
Two sources tell CBS a long gun has been recovered from the scene, the suspect not identified yet. The FBI is leading the investigation. Sources tell us investigators are looking into whether the suspect was inspired or connected to a foreign terror organization. CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd.
Bad actors view these high-profile moments, these holidays, as a prime opportunity to inflict damage. We saw that at a Christmas market in Germany just a few weeks ago.
Investigators are analyzing potential explosive devices recovered at